Named for the first school commissioner in Champaign County, Leal School opened in 1874. But by the 1930s, even after additions in 1904, it seemed behind the times. There were complaints from the parents. In 1931, they presented the school board with a letter saying that they realized that long hours spent in poorly lighted, badly ventilated, and overcrowded schoolrooms were, from the standpoint of their children, the worst possible hazard. But in the midst of the Great Depression, there seemed little hope for a new school until the Public Works Administration, one of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal programs, offered to help finance construction of a new building. Fortunately for Urbana, the PWA allowed local districts to choose their own architects, and so Joseph Royer and his partner, Huber Smith, were selected to design the new school.
Royer and Smith chose the Art Deco style for the building, a striking contrast to the towering Romanesque Champaign County Courthouse that Royer made a local landmark in 1900. The word Art Deco comes from a landmark exposition in Paris in 1925 that popularized the Arts Decoratifs. For Americans, that was shortened into Art Deco, and it became the rage after the opening of the Rockefeller Center and Radio City Music Hall in New York City. For a nation suffering through tough economic times, Art Deco was also immensely practical. For projects on a tight budget, the simple box could be decorated with motifs and embellished with appendages that made a conceptually rudimentary structure appear fashionable and up to date. The new style typically used long horizontal lines reinforced by the flat roof and limestone coping. The Leal School is constructed of buff-colored brick with smooth-cut limestone details. The central bay is the tallest and most prominent bay, and above the main entrance there is a carved inscription panel that reads Leal School in an Art Deco-inspired font. The only ornamentation on the building consists of the abstract rectilinear geometry. That can be seen on the piers flanking the main entrance, on the limestone banding above the second story windows, and below the sill of the second story windows. One of the school's big innovations had more to do with technology rather than architecture. The school's new radio and public address system allowed the principal to address every student and teacher, and as a local newspaper stated, listen to work progressing in classrooms.
The simple Art Deco architectural abstraction of Leal School makes the building a unique object in the neighborhood. At the dedication of the new school in the fall of 1936, the state superintendent of education told the crowd gathered in the new auditorium that the future of Leal School would be directed to the better interrelation of student and teacher, a goal that has been pursued for more than 75 years.